from KQED.
Bank of America is ahead of Wells Fargo and Chase in giving relief to California homeowners at risk of foreclosure. That's according to the latest figures on the Attorney General's mortgage settlement. Aarti Shahani reports.
Mortgage settlement monitor Catherine Porter acknowledges that so far, banks haven't provided loan relief for distressed homeowners so much as focused on short sales.
They existed before the settlement. They're going to continue to exist after the settlement. But I think the takeaway from this is a lot of movement from the last time we looked at where we were in June to where we are now in September. Much more of the relief is starting to become principal reductions.
But Porter expects more families will be able to stay in their homes as banks now shift toward reducing the total principal that borrowers owe on their mortgages. Bank of America went from writing off $0 in homeowner debt before the March settlement to wiping out about $850 million in first and second mortgages.
Very dramatic movement, and we can see a very large pipeline of billions of dollars of additional first lien work coming down the pike.
San Francisco-based Wells Fargo, the largest loan servicer in the state, has helped fewer borrowers than Chase and less than a third as many as Bank of America.
Wells has been somewhat slower to initiate programs. And so I'm working with them and making sure they're making good progress on that front.
Wells Fargo spokesman Tom Goida disputes the characterization, saying his bank is moving at a steady pace.
We are doing second lien extinguishments for borrowers, but it's a multi-step process, and we've just chosen not to report on that activity until all of the stages of that process are completed.
Settlement monitor Catherine Porter says she's been trying, without success so far, to get updated numbers from Chase and Wells Fargo. For the California Report, I'm Aarti Shahani.